Welcome to New Reality.
For this session, let's go on a great mind adventure. We are going to connect with our Earth Mother, Gaia. To achieve this best, I want you to relax and lie down. Sprawl on a sofa or lie on the bed if you can. Lie on your back with your arms spread out to your side. If you can't do that, then find a comfortable chair that will let you relax and drop your head. Ready? Close your eyes. Good. Now take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. One, two, three. Now breathe out slowly. And take a deep breath in and hold it for the count of three. One, two, three. And breathe out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your head is heavy. Your whole body feels heavy, relaxed, and heavy. You feel a little warm. Your breath is slow and relaxed. Your arms and legs are heavy. Now go inside, deeper inside. Our Earth is a very special place. It lives and breathes as a whole organism. We are just part of the vast web of life and interactive energies that go to make up Gaia, the Earth Mother. It is good to remind ourselves of this important connection. All good health comes from being in tune with Gaia. Only healthy flowers grow in a healthy garden. It's the same with our bodies and Mother Earth. Let's prepare for the connection with slow, restful breathing. Breathe in fully and hold it for a count of three. One, two, three, and exhale. Breathe in fully and hold it for a count of three. One, two, three, and exhale. You are going inside and relaxing more and more. The everyday world fades around you. You will remain fully conscious, but relaxed and looking inside. This is a journey into the vast realms of your own mind. Begin thinking of our Earth. As a child, you played close to it, often. We touched the Earth as kids. The Earth touched us. Think of the Earth now as a magnificent creature, something that is alive. She has a heartbeat, a rhythm. The tides, the moons, the seasons, the whirling axis of rotation are all rhythms. Gaia, too, is in tune with the surrounding heavens. The sun, the moon, asteroids, comets, the deep stars in infinite space. She is part of a picture so vast it is hard to imagine, but we can feel it. Maybe you live far away from Earth today, insulated by concrete and plastic from our natural environment. Be sure to reconnect after this session. Go out and touch the Earth at some point. If you can, find a high place and look down. If you climb hills or mountains, that is good. From a high place, everything looks serene and spiritual. If not, drive the car to a high viewpoint or overlook. Be sure to get out of the car and really be part of the scene. That's important. Now, breathe in deeply and relax. First, breathe in good energies. Then breathe out unwanted bad energies. Breathe in good energies. Then breathe out unwanted bad energies. Continue to breathe in deeply and relax. Now, imagine yourself rising up above the earth. See the building you are in from above. Be sure to create this view. It is yours to command. Enjoy the feeling of majesty. Now, rise a little higher. See yourself rising higher and higher till the world is laid out below you, just like on a plane ride. See the scene spread out as far as you can see. Do not allow clouds to interfere. This is your vision. Make it a sunny day. Start to feel the earth as an object below you, not just a landscape. Rise up until you get rid of the feeling of a flat landscape. The earth is a thing, a large ball, it is true, but an object to itself. What's more, it is powered by overwhelming energies. As the earth turns with its vast iron core, it works like a dynamo. We live in the heart of a dynamo. Slowly, slowly she turns. Slowly, she generates energies for us. Breathe deeply and relax. You are quite safe here in this scene you have created. Below you is the body of the earth. Do you know its skin or crust is only a few miles thick in places? It is proportionately thinner than the skin of an apple. Underneath the crust lies a vast fiery cauldron where our planet seethes with heat energies. Think of it like a vast organism breathing. Its breath is the energies we feel. From its warm surface, life of all hues and diversity has sprung up. Green things are found everywhere and give us life. They turn sunlight into food and then share it with us all. Let us visit some of these places. First, we will find a vent where Earth's fiery heart comes to the surface. In your mind's eye, travel until you find a volcano. Be sure to see it from on high, though not right above the vent. As you look down, feel the energies and feel the heat from the fiery furnace. This is raw power. You would not want to be here when it's erupting. Some people think that a volcano is like a god. But a volcano is only a tiny window in Mother Earth's vast red heart. Now sweep down the slopes and find a green place with trees and vegetation. Travel as far as you need to find good, green, lush vegetation. Feel the living energies of the trees and plants. Have fun now. This isn't meant to be onerous. You are a viewpoint, a consciousness that has a viewpoint. You can choose to look at whatever you wish. Let's imagine that you are flying like a bird, racing over the woodland canopy. Give yourself a sense of movement and space. Really feel you are moving. Imagine wings lifting you up, if that helps. Let's make it really exciting. Dive down into the canopy. Swoop down as if you were a hawk or falcon. Duck and swerve as you wind your way among branches and leaves. You will hit nothing. It's quite safe to speed and very exhilarating. Go right down near the ground if you have a mind to. Then back up. Notice the forest is full of living animals. Your mind's eye, with its excruciating sharp vision, can see even tiny insects, flies, beetles, butterflies, wasps and bees, all going about their business. Notice them. Uncountable numbers of creatures that are part of creation. Everyone is a friend to you, because everyone, every single grub and bacteria, is creating the earth paradise in which you have chosen to live. Suddenly you feel it is a vast orchestra, making great music that is perfect in every way. Every insect hum and click is part of the song of Mother Earth. But there are mammals and birds too. Barks and squeals, birdsong, buzz, hum, whinny and grunt. There's a lot of noise. Suddenly, you are more sensitive to it. Let the sound come into your ears like never before. We shut out sound normally. But here on our tour of Earth, it is good to listen to the sounds. All of them. Every noise, good or bad, is part of the world you share. Every buffalo fart and drop of camel spit is there for you. Nothing that happens here is not part of your world. It all goes to make up what you have inherited in coming here. Think about that. Everything is there that should be, so that you can experience the life you have. celebrate that every leaf, every bog, every snouting vole and rat, every bird, every fish, everything that lives is there to create and maintain the world that you see, the world that you share, the world that is so beautiful it hurts. This is exciting. Feel it. Mother Earth, you are part of her symphony of sounds and sights. Now, let's make a change. Find yourself at the shores of a vast blue ocean. Feel the surge of the tide. That is the moon's own power surging at your feet. We are connected with the moon. In fact, we are connected with all the heavens. The stars and other planets are connected to us. Science makes it very clear that events out there among the stars impact terrestrial life. The tides are signals from above. We are connected. Everything is connected. Our joys and pains are connected with moon dust and supernovas. Gaia is so much bigger than what's for dinner and messages on your computer. Take time always to feel connected to Earth, and through her to be connected and in love with stars, moons, comets, galaxies, and unimaginable black holes. Nothing in the universe is not part of you. No part of you is not a fragment of the vastness and oneness we call creation. Feel the ocean surging. Then let yourself dive down into the waves. It doesn't matter if you cannot swim, you do not need to breathe. Your heart and mind, your consciousness, can swim forever and never need to take a breath. Underwater, it is blue and magical. The water clucks at the surface, but when waves crash, you barely hear it as a distant roar. The light here shimmers and dances. Your eyes tune differently, and you can see billions of small creatures, like a snow cloud of organisms. Your eyes detect clouds of microscopic creatures. As they swim, little energy streaks are left, like a trail in the water where they passed. The ocean is filled with energy trails as creatures pass. The water is alive. Feel its energies all around you. Everywhere there is water. You are water. Everything living is water. We live on a water planet, not an Earth. Now listen carefully. Tune in. You will start to hear songs. Deep-throated groans and whistles. Snorts. Grunts. Wails and woofs. Those are the whales. Whale sound carries far. The vibration of whale song travels faster through the earth than through water. The very rocks of Mother Earth are imbued, soaked with whale songs. whales are singing the song of our Earth. It is a strange sound, beautiful, unreal, mystical, where sound takes on the qualities of a magical light, something which penetrates every corner of your being and whispers to you, forever, infinite, vast beyond imagining, yet gentle, supporting, nurturing. But listen, those groans and moans, some of those sounds are the earth plates moving. Mother Earth herself is talking. She breathes heavily, slowly, clumsily, as her parts move, as she expands and contracts. Fire escapes from the depth of her heart. Go now to a place where fire and water meet. You will be quite safe. The water shields you. But find the violent interface of hot fire and seawater. Go to Iceland or Java. You can do that in the blink of an eye. You can go anywhere. You are pure consciousness. You do not need the body you left behind in order to roam the world and feel the power and magnificence of Gaia. Feel the warmth and turbulent energies where volcano and oceans meet. See that even here, there are creatures which live on Gaia's bounty. In the deepest ocean, in the fieriest fire, in the coldest wastes, and the highest peaks, there live creatures that share Mother Earth with you. We are all connected. One last sweeping panorama before we return. Begin moving now. Cleave through the water. You don't need to swim. There is no resistance. Back to the surface layers. You come up beneath an indescribable abundance of fishes and sea mammals. Shoals of fish, millions of them, all colors and all sizes. There are sharks, but do not be afraid. Sharks, too, are part of Mother Earth. She loves them and provides for them, just as she will provide for you if you reverence and look after her. There is only one Earth. It is precious. You pass seals and otters, dolphins skipping, strange creatures you cannot name. Do not be afraid. You are pure consciousness. Nothing can bite or eat you. Now, from the sea warmth and beauty, let yourself leap out from the waves on the shore as if you were a seasoned water creature. You are comfortable in the surf. But come ashore and let yourself travel quickly over the land. Cross the seashore to the green grasses and forest at its edge. Look always for higher ground. Go up. Travel to towards the mountains and high places. If you want, travel to the world's highest mountain, the pinnacle of Mother Earth. Or, if you prefer, go to some mountain you know. Go to the top, the highest point, and there, stop. Look down on Earth and all that is on our planet. Rest a while and absorb the aching beauty of what you see. I will leave you for a few moments to use your consciousness to connect our seas and earth, the sun and planets, the stars and galaxies, the great architect of all this splendor. Join them together. Feel them all inside your mind. Everything that is now lies within your mind. You are magnificent and great. Begin our descent from this high place and find our way home. You know where to go. Don't rush. Instead, feel your greatness and how vast you have become. Keep all corners of Gaia in your mind as you return. Bring Mother Earth with you. Let her reside inside you, in your heart and mind. She can help you in every waking moment, help you with every decision, bring you joy and abundance. Mother Earth can enrich your life beyond anything that mere human acquisitions can equal. Let me finish with a little story from the annals of Zen Buddhism. It concerns a wise monk who meditated a lot. He loved nature and was always outdoors, sitting, gazing at the magnificence of Mother Nature, Gaia. It was his inspiration. But while he was meditating, robbers broke into his hut and stole what little he had. A blanket, a few crumbs to eat, a book. His friends were aghast, and when they told him what had happened, they expected him to be shocked and upset. But instead, he laughed. His friends asked him what was funny. The monk said, "Well, the thieves didn't steal the most precious thing I have in all the world." He sat down and went on looking at the beauty around him. The trees, the mountains, the silvery moon shining through the branches.